Welcome, everyone. I am Jackie with Elite Performance here to talk to you today about mindfulness. And I am yoga certified. A lot of times people look at mindfulness and they're like, oh, mindfulness, that deals with yoga. I don't want to do yoga. And even though it is connected, like you do practice mindfulness in yoga, and that is a skill that you develop when you practice yoga, you don't have to practice yoga in order to be mindful. And so all of this really comes down to how in the world can you teach an athlete to be self-aware of what they are doing in order to have them reach their elite performance or to the very best of their ability performance. And so self-awareness is going to be huge. Self-awareness allows an athlete to be mindful or notice what they're thinking. Okay. A lot of times coaches will recognize, oh, you as an athlete, you have a mental block, but then they don't really specify on how to overcome this mental block. They just are realizing it. It is your mind that's getting in the way. I mean, 95% of athletes who don't see the results that they're getting will say, my mind is getting in my way. So, being able to be self-aware of the thoughts that you are thinking are going to be huge. Emotions play a huge factor in your athletic performance because however you feel goes up into your brain and creates a lot of thoughts. And your thoughts are the things, the barriers that limit your athletic performance. So, if you feel nervous, if you feel worry, if you feel fear, if you feel frustrated, if you feel sad, a lot of those are also barriers that limit you from you doing your very best. So practicing mindfulness will allow you to like, whew, okay, I feel these emotions. Here's what I'm going to do about it. And when you feel these emotions, when you notice like these thoughts are coming into your brain, physical sensations are also manifested within your physical body. So, what that means is sometimes when we are stressed, when we are nervous, when we are in self-doubt, our shoulders will creep up, our muscles will tighten, we clench our jaw. Right? Or our tongue presses up to the roof of our mouth. All of those things happen, which can also prevent us from reaching our physical best, right? And so, in what way can mindfulness help? Well, first of all, practicing meditation. Practicing meditation, anybody who is new to meditation, anybody who has mind chatter or their thoughts are thinking a lot, what you want to do is one, you could go to an app to help you meditate, to help guide your meditation, or you can sit in a very comfortable position, use a phone or a timer, set a time for 2 minutes, and really, I recommend not going past 2 minutes. It is very difficult for many athletes to sit still for that long. And the goal behind meditation is to really notice what are the thoughts that are coming into your mind when. Are you feeling like you no longer have control over your own mind? And when do you notice that really you stop breathing? Sometimes we get so wrapped up in our own thoughts that we stop breathing. We hold our breath a little bit. And we all know when we hold our breath, we're not getting the correct amount of oxygen into our muscles, which we need as athletes to perform well. So, meditation, start no more than 2 minutes. That could be something that would be very, very helpful to you. Something else that could be extremely helpful is practicing deep breathing. Okay. And so, I would recommend practicing 10 deep breaths every night before you go to sleep. If you can practice 10 deep breaths before you go to sleep, you're going to find that relaxation you've been looking for. If you can teach your body what it's like to feel relaxed, what's going to happen is your body is going to crave that relaxation feeling. Okay. If we put it in a state of anxiety, anxiousness, stress, if we put physical stress into the body, that's going to be the habit that it develops. And that will be the craving that it wants. So, what we want to do is teach our body good habits. So, we can teach it every night before we go to sleep because we enjoy sleeping. We enjoy that relaxation. Practicing those deep breaths will teach your mind and body This is what it feels like to be relaxed. So when you get into those stressful situations in a competition, what's going to happen is that you are going to be able to take control of your mind and body, because you'll notice, ooh, my shoulders are tight, or I'm holding my breath. Or if I take five deep breaths before I compete, I can make decisions a lot faster on the court. Okay. And that's what we want. We want athletes to realize that they have the power within them this entire time. But what's happening is our emotions and our thought process is kind of blocking the channels of decision making. Okay. So mindfulness, practicing that meditation, being in control of it, or practicing deep breathing will help with those things. I always ask athletes, do you watch sports on TV? If they say, yeah, I've seen that. Or maybe they go to competitions. Always look for some of the best players out there, because the best players out there will always be taking deep breaths, shaking out their shoulders, finding that state of relaxation. And it has nothing to do with yoga. It has to do with being in control of you, being in control and being self-aware. Like, I know this is going to cause me some nervousness. So when I know that these things cause me some nervousness, I'm going to stop everything. I'm going to take some deep breaths. I'm going to tell myself some positive self-talk, and I can perform at my best. And that's what we want, right? We want to be able to perform at our best. Now, if we take some of this stuff out of sports, how does this help in our regular lives, in our overall lives? Life is stressful. Life is very, very stressful. Okay. And if we don't find the coping mechanisms to de-escalate some of that stress, it will manifest in other places. And that's why a lot of individuals get sick. There's a lot of stress that is going on, and it will manifest into the body. Whatever happens in the mind, if it's not able to deal with it, to cope with it, it will go out into our physical body. So same idea after work, before work, can you sit for 2 minutes and just notice the thoughts that are traveling in and traveling out? Can you focus your mind on the sensations in your body? Can you focus your mind on the deep breathing? Okay. The more that you practice being in control of your own mind, the more you're going to be in control of it when life gets hard, when stress goes up. Okay. And think of it. We don't have a lot of control when there is a stressful situation. Imagine that you're in a car and you're driving and somebody pulls out in front of you and you didn't see it. You're going to react, but the first thing you're going to do is you're going to hold your breath and you're going to panic a little bit. Okay. That happens in everyday life. That happens in sport, that when something is out of the ordinary, something that stresses us out, we're going to hold our breath and we're going to panic a little bit, but we want to put in these tools to have full control over our mind and body so we can react and make quicker decisions. Okay. Everyday life, taking deep breaths, telling yourself it's going to be okay. Okay. Taking those deep breaths allows the oxygen to move throughout the entire body. It allows you to feel better. And you're going to, again, crave that relaxation. You're going to notice when you are not relaxed, when you're starting to build up some frustration, when you're starting to build up that stress, and you're going to be able to alleviate it instead of live with it. We are not born to live in stress. We are not born to live in panic or anxiety. Okay. And so I leave you with thinking about mindfulness. If you could do these two things every day, I want you to notice how it makes you feel better, how it makes your decision-making better, how it makes your physical body feel better. And when you have those things feeling better and working better, you're going to be able to perform at your best. So if you like what I had to say, please hit subscribe for the podcast, to send a comment in the link below. Send me any questions that you ever have. And I am here for you. I am here to make a difference. And I am here to just help your overall well-being. So thank you for taking a moment to listen, and take care, everybody.